I'm about to go on Thursday night. I don't think I've told Maddie that. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Bird Chirp Podcast. I'm Micah Martin. Across the screen is Elijah Hickman.
Howdy, howdy.
Last week we left on some maybe unfamiliar terms. Or did you recap?
No. Well, so when I got home and I basically just sat down and was like, sorry about that, I had an emergency, had a run off. But we can kind of pick back up. I did say we might get back and record a little bit more. Like over the weekend, which we did not. So I guess let's go ahead and get back into just kind of where we left off.
Yeah.
I don't exactly remember what we were talking about, but what happened was we were sitting here.
What had happened was
we were recording, and all of a sudden I just started getting like frantic, or Sarah had called me. She had called me and then immediately hung up, and then she started frantically texting me, which was odd, obviously. At the time she was staying at her dad's house, down the road because he was out of town and stuff. And so she was house sitting and dog sitting and stuff. So she starts texting me and she's like, "Hey, I think somebody's in the house. Da 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 da. Can you come over here? This and that." And I'm just like, "Yeah, absolutely." So I get up,
right, like any reasonable person,
right?
Like, yeah, let me help you out.
Yeah, so I grab shoes and I head over there and stuff and search the house, and nothing seems to be wrong.
What was the reasoning behind thinking somebody was in there?
So the cleaning people had come that earlier that day, and yeah. So their dog Luna, she, like most dogs, she's got multiple different barks, and she just, Sarah was like laying in bed or whatever, and Luna was downstairs and started doing this bark like somebody was in the house. Like,
right.
And it wasn't one that like, oh, I had walked in, like somebody she knew or something. It was obviously something different.
Yeah.
More
of a like alert bark, like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
And it was different than like, "Oh, there's a squirrel or whatever," something like that. Like, it was just a,
it's more of a deep, like, graspy, like,
a little bit
get your attention bark.
Yeah, a little bit. And so that's just what she thought. And then she immediately was just like, "Well, the cleaners were here. Like, maybe they left the door open or something. I don't know." So, I was probably halfway there, and she did text me and was like, "Well, Luna's upstairs," which is a really good sign. Like, she just, stopped barking and then came upstairs, which is obviously a great sign, because if, there was something going on downstairs, then she wouldn't have done that. But
right.
It's a little bit of a scary moment, but all turned out good in the end. And, so I turned around, came home, and hopped on and made that little bit of an explanation, and then we immediately, I just edited the podcast and threw it up. So, apologies for that. And if there are any imperfections in the editing process of last week, that's what it was. So, sorry.
Fire up.
Yeah.
I think we had just gotten into honeymoon.
I believe that's correct. Yes. I don't exactly know what,
We had like just gotten into it.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So, me and Maddie went to the Keys for the honeymoon, which was what, 3 weeks now?
Yeah,
3 weeks now, which is crazy to believe. Like, I feel like that was just yesterday.
Yeah, time flies for sure.
Yeah, always. Always, always. But we had a heck of a time. I won't spend too long on it, but just drove down to Key West one day, fished, snorkeled, all the fun key things. I like the Keys a lot because It's one of those places where like it feels like you're in a different country without the hassle of going to a different country. And it's, I mean, it's relatively close. Like probably 4.5, 5 hours of actual travel time, like 2.5 hour flight, and then a 2.5 hour drive.
Yeah.
Nah,
What do you have
it's
to
not too
fly
bad.
into, Miami?
No, we fly into Fort Lauderdale because it's like it's quite a bit cheaper. It's an
Huh, okay.
a decent amount cheaper, and
Really?
it's a 15 minute difference.
On the drive?
Yeah. So
I guess
it's
Fort
pretty worth it.
Lauderdale's not where I think it is.
Fort Lauderdale is, I mean, it's Miami. They're the
Oh,
same.
I was thinking of Fort Myers.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, which is definitely.
It's crazy to think they have like two major airports like that within 15 minutes of each other.
Yeah. Well,
That's
I
pretty
mean, so
crazy to
does
think.
Dallas, but yeah.
Yeah, but they're both international airports. Like
Yeah, that's true.
big international airports, you know?
It's got to be because of where they're located, you know?
Yeah, there's got to be a ton of international flights that have to fly into one of those two or Tampa and then go to wherever in the United States that they're going. I mean, pretty
Yeah.
much probably all of South America.
Yeah, I mean, I would say pretty
Southeast
much,
America.
yeah, and even, Africa maybe, I don't know. Well, no, I don't know.
Africa goes to Europe and then to New York.
Yeah.
I only know that because my mom flew to Africa one time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she spent like a summer in Africa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's super cool. I'd love to go to Africa.
Yeah, I'd like to go for different reasons, but
Fair enough.
I don't want to. I really don't want to go do a missions trip. I'd like to go kill a bunch of stuff.
Still be
Yeah.
doing missions. You'd be feeding a lot of people.
Yeah, that's spending more time with God than I would on a missions trip, probably.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
Yeah.
because you'd be fearing for your life the whole time.
Yeah, no doubt.
But
No doubt.
it'd be all
But
right.
honeymoon was fun. We didn't do any crazy fishing. I wish we would have, but also, like, it's a honeymoon. It's not,
Yeah, it's
you
not a
know, it's not
business
really
trip.
all about fishing.
Right.
I didn't do any golf while I was down there. I was spending time with Maddie.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah, we spent way too much on food, but that's how it goes, especially in the Keys. Like, I think the cheapest meal we had lunch one day with no alcohol, and we had dessert, but we didn't have an appetizer, and it was like $95.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
Now, granted,
crazy.
it's not the easiest place to get goods and stuff into, but still,
That is true.
it's like, golly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty rough. But I mean, just the caliber of food that you get down there, I feel like is so much better though.
Yeah. Yeah,
So much
absolutely.
better.
Yeah, especially if you're a seafood type of person,
Yeah.
which I like seafood, but I refuse to eat it here in North Texas, 'cause
Yeah.
no. No, I mean, sure, if you go to like a fancy enough restaurant where they
Yeah,
actually
right.
are.
Like if we're going to Bob's, I have no problem eating
Yeah,
seafood there, but
yeah.
like the Outback shrimp,
Nope.
I don't think I'm doing it.
Well, that's the
I
thing is like stuff like that, it's either
it's just
frozen, and
frozen,
so it doesn't like it
doesn't taste
doesn't make a
good.
difference, 'cause it's like, well, you could be in Omaha, Nebraska, and it could be the same frozen, like
Yeah.
be frozen for 6 months. Like, it doesn't matter. It's still gonna taste ish. But no, whenever I'm in Florida or somewhere, where or Seattle or somewhere where the sea life
Yeah.
is abundant and close, I'm a big fish guy.
Yeah.
Oh, especially the good
Fish are
stuff.
good. Fish are good. But I'm trying to think of anything that like really stood out.
I didn't know they banded pelicans.
Yeah, I knew that.
I mean,
That's a big di that's
I knew they
what?
banded quite a few birds, just, across the board, but I'd never seen a banded pelican. I knew they banded like turkeys and stuff.
Yeah, they banded a few turkeys, but they banded those pelicans like 20 years ago, I think. And they all just, they banded them at Robbie's. And like, I think that's where a
Oh,
bunch of the
really?
like pelican information came that like, hey, yeah, either these ones are just oddballs or like these pelicans just don't move because like everybody would see them year round.
And they honestly probably don't. I mean,
I don't know enough about them.
I mean, shoot, if I was a pelican, I wouldn't leave. I mean, I might fly around a little bit, but I wouldn't like go anywhere.
Yeah, no.
Especially if you got like a pretty solid pad going by, you know, somewhere with some food and stuff in the ocean. Like,
yeah, like Robbie's is perfect. There's a fishing dock right there where you get leftover fish.
Exactly.
There's the tarpon feeding right there where you steal fish. And there's Robbie's restaurant right there where you steal trash. So it's like, that's the best place for a pelican to live.
Yeah, it's perfect.
But yeah, the Bandy Pelicans were pretty cool. Trying to think. Oh, for any curious people out there, we stayed at the Casa Morada.
That place looked cool.
Yeah, and that place is pretty sweet. So it's like super small. It's a boutique hotel. I mean,
okay.
I think there's like 20 rooms.
Okay.
So
it's like an Airbnb almost.
What's that?
It's like a Airbnb hut kind of deal.
The best that I can describe it is a condo.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Without like condo without the kitchen, because they were still like hotel rooms.
Right. But they're individual buildings.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's like one big building that has like 15 of the rooms, and it has the like a tropical view. And then where me and Maddie were staying was a separate building, like, you know, just about 50 yards down, but then it's actually on the water.
And okay, that's cool.
Our room was called the manatee room. Yeah.
Ooh.
And so we would like, me and Maddie would walk out, and it's just like you take four steps and there's water.
Dang. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like built up concrete, like a retaining wall, but still it's like, yeah. Ah, there's water. And then they had their own little private beach, which is pretty cool.
That's super
right
cool.
Into the water. But yeah. And it was Bayside, so we weren't getting hammered with the wind because there was northeast winds. So the land was blocking it, and we really didn't have any wind at on our side of the beach and the pool and stuff like
that. Nice. That's super nice.
Yeah, super nice. I've never, well, I might have once when we were young, but I really don't remember it. But I don't think, any time that I can remember, we have not stayed on the ocean side. And that is, like, the biggest tip that I have for the Keys is because the ocean side, you get sunrises.
Right.
But I don't wake up that early.
Fair enough.
So, Bayside, you get the sunset. Well, I'm awake for that one, for sure. So, you get pretty sunsets at your hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're usually out of the wind. Usually, it's either a north or a northeast wind over there for whatever reason. So, usually, you're out of the wind. Obviously, the Bayside is going to be way less windy just because it's not ocean.
Yeah.
It's bay. And so, I always prefer to stay on the Bayside. There's no doubt about that.
The Bayside as in the Gulf? Or the Bayside as in?
Well, technically, it's both sides are the Atlantic. But yes, Bayside as in the Gulf.
Because where did
Pacific?
Where did you? Atlantic.
Oh, that's the Atlantic Sea, yeah.
Where were y'all saying?
Almirada.
Almirada.
ISLA. Morada. But yeah, for whatever reason, they're like, apparently, it's still the both sides are the Atlantic, but the way that I see it is, yeah, that's the Gulf of Mexico.
I gotcha, dude. It just baffles me, like how skinny the Keys are.
Oh yeah, I mean you can walk from side to side.
Just, yeah, in like 4 minutes,
less than a mile on most of the Keys. I mean they're not even, they're so small that they're not even islands.
Right.
Or I guess the Keys is a chain of islands, but like, still, I don't call them the islands of Florida. Yeah, it's Florida Keys. They're tiny.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. It's just like zooming in on the map. I'm just like, it's not really enough land for me.
No. No, I couldn't live there.
I don't know, dude. It's just wild to think like,
who looked at this and said, oh, yeah, let's build here. Let's build permanent structures here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure it was one of those things where it was like, you know, guys would leave the mainland of Florida and would go fishing or whatever, and then let's say maybe a storm hit and they had to kind of pull over or something, and they were just like, well, this is closer to where we're fishing. Why don't we just like bring a bunch of stuff here, leave it here, and then instead of going back in every, going all the way home 2 days, we come here every 2 days, you know, just make the trip better.
Refill, yeah.
And so it was kind of a...
It's probably true. I know that Key West has a naval base there at the end. I don't know if it's still an active thing. It might be.
Yeah, maybe.
It might be active still, but I know they had an old one at least. But no, we caught on our fishing trip, we caught some grouper.
Yeah, I saw that. Those were cool.
We caught a couple hogfish, which the guide says with the shape of their mouth, those are like super hard to catch on rod and reel. They're like, you can spearfish them all day long, but they're pretty hard to catch on rod and reel. So I was like, okay, cool. Works for me. But yeah, ate some good food. Had a good time with Maddie. So that's all that really matters.
What about that there tarpon?
Oh, yeah, the tarpon ate Maddie's forearm.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, dude, that video.
We were feeding the, we were feeding the tarpon at Robbie's, and, like, they just kept, well, obviously, like, the whole way there, Maddie's like, do they bite? Do they bite? Do they bite? And I just had to explain to her, like, well, like, no, they're not going to, like, bite your arm off. Like they're not a shark. You know? Right,
it's but just like, a big mouth bass.
But
basically.
Yeah, they're gonna get the fish out of your hand, you know. So like, sometimes it happens, and like I did the first one, and like the tarpon just like barely just like grabbed the head of this fish and just like sucked it in, and I was like, wow, that's anticlimactic, and I was like, yeah, Maddie, see, they're probably just gonna do that all day, and then she fed one, and it did the same thing, and she was like, oh, okay, cool, got some confidence, right. That's where we go wrong.
Perfect.
This is her trick.
So now.
Now she's like, okay, I'm good. Shirt up.
Like rolled her sleeves
just
up.
Just like straight down. And this, it was one of the bigger tarpon out of the group. I mean, it was
a big old boy.
It was pretty good size. And he comes up and gets Maddie almost all the way to the elbow. And just, yeah, when he comes down, he, like, took off. He just, like, gave her, it looks like it's less than road rash. It was healed in, like, 4 days.
Yeah.
It freaks you out. And the salt water doesn't help with the pain. And then, of course, immediately they're like, all right, well, to let you go, we have to spray you with hydrogen peroxide. Oh. And so then she's got to get the hydrogen peroxide. And, yeah, now she's like, oh, I just want to go home. And I was like, yeah. Understandable. Let's go. Well, what sucks is that was our third fish, right? Well, at the counter, Maddie was like, well, we need two buckets. Each bucket has five fish, and they're like $10 a piece or something like
right.
that. So it's like $20 for 20 fish, and we used three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. That's right.
Yeah.
That's still funny, though. Dude, every once in a while, I think yesterday I saw that video, and I just still laugh because it's hilarious.
It's just hilarious. Yeah,
her scream.
What's really funny is that, like, Maddie goes, you know, ah, just scream, Micah! And you can hear me at the very end of the video go, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. I was busting
out
laughing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was so funny. I did, after watching it a couple times, I did go, wait a minute.
Is he laughing?
No, I was like, does she have her ring on when this happened? And then I realized that she had like silicone ones on. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I was like, could you imagine if
that ate
it? I don't even want to think about it.
Oh, I'd be sick to my stomach.
Yeah, that'd be very
good.
But I
told Maddie, like, for the, like, anytime we go out to dinner, the only time she wore her actual wedding rings the entire time was when we went to dinner.
Yeah.
It's like, even on the plane ride, I think she was like, I like this for a little friggin' thing. I don't know if she's worn it to work or not. I think she wears her regular wings to work, but she's, like, used to doing that. I told her that she just needs to wear those silicone ones because, Lord forbid, that diamond fall and then end up in a drain.
Mm-hmm. That'd be not ideal.
Not a fun time.
Oh my gosh, have to.
Then she'll have to wear those silicone rings around.
Right. Yeah. And then you'd be over there at like 2 a.m. taking apart this freaking drain and doing all this.
Yep.
Oh.
Searching.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Golly.
But that pretty much concludes the honeymoon, and I think.
All right. Well, glad y'all had fun. It seems like fun.
Had a heck of a time.
Yeah, I'm excited for Florida this year. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you this. You need to, on your way down, look for some.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I never touched back with that guy.
That was my question.
I never got back with the guy. I'll call him tomorrow.
Yeah, that was my question.
Yeah. So I don't know if we talked about that, but we got.
No, we didn't. We didn't get to that last time because it hadn't came in yet.
Oh, yeah, it did.
They know about the first one.
No, right, because it came in on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second starter does not work.
Which, when I was on the phone with the guy, he told me, he was like, hang on to the first one we sent you, because if the second one doesn't work, send them both back. I'm assuming then, you know, they're going to send them back to the company they got them from and whatever.
Right.
But... So I just haven't, but that was Friday afternoon, so I couldn't call him until yesterday anyways, which I forgot to do, so I should have done that already, but, I mean, I'm hoping that they've got some in, or, like, I don't know, maybe just test them.
Maybe a different model or brand, like.
I don't know.
I mean.
I don't really know where to go from here.
Amazon.
Maybe. But you said that the starter that was on the motor when it started acting up was from 89.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was the original. No, 98.
98. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's the original it's the original starter to that motor.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, it's
great. That starter went 26 years.
But how many times was it used?
Quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, up until I got it, it was used all the time.
Oh, I thought that boat sat there.
It had sat there for... probably 3 years, three, maybe 4 years since, you know, before I got it.
But... I was under the impression that he used it like twice a year, but just kept on to it.
Oh, no. Him and his best friend Morgan, like, they were literally
always on
fish
that
all day, every day. And, like...
Did they just fine with putzing around?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, they, you know, they didn't have anywhere to be.
Yeah, I guess so.
But Morgan had a boat, his buddy Morgan had a boat as well, and so I want to say it was a little, I don't remember what that boat was like, but maybe it was kind of one of those things where it was like, well, they use his boat to find the fish, and then they go back with the fishing boat and get them, but
they
used that all the time, and the only reason that he stopped going and stuff was because his vertigo got so bad that he just couldn't get in and out of the boat, really. But yeah,
I ordered my boat parts, my water pump and thermostats for the Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. Got those, and everything should be here by Monday. Hopefully I'll have all that back together, and hopefully I got a motor that pees.
That would be nice.
It would be ideal.
Sure would be.
That would be ideal.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, gonna have to have somebody. Maybe I'll have you. Well, I don't want to make you come all this way, but I need help putting that lower unit on. I can get miles or something on Monday or something.
Yeah. Or depending on what time I'm coming through on Sunday, if it's here.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to get here Monday. I'll keep an eye on it. Let me know.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to touch base with the guy with the motor, or with the starter.
Yep.
So that way we can get that one, that motor sold, and then once it's sold is really, you know, handful of materials and really just elbow grease, getting that boat to basically transforming it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but ever since you, like, claimed the hydro turf or sea deck or whatever it's called, I've gotten like 8 messages on Marketplace about it. And like every time I think about it, I'm not in the place to like just go remove the ad. But yeah, like 8 different people are like, "Hey, is this available? You know, what size are the sheets? I'd love to come look at it. Maybe, where can I order more?" And I'm like just having to explain the situation, like it's kind of claimed right now. I don't know if he wants it, but let me see.
Did I pay you for that? I don't remember if I did. Oh, well.
Basically, when it's sitting here, you pay me when we put it on.
Okay, I guess so. Yeah, I just need to remember to do that.
But I was like, yeah, it's kind of sort of claimed by a buddy. Like, let me circle back with him. And yeah, and everybody's like, oh, okay, well, let me know.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think it'll look really good. And I feel it's unfortunate because I did go, like, I spent the money on the stuff that's in the boat now.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I don't mind the way it looks. I will say that I did put the two sheets that are on the nose, I put them on facing different directions. And so
yeah,
they look slightly different depending on how you're looking at them. But
I don't know. Stuff, yeah. Like, that stuff you have now, like, yeah, it'll work. But, like, in, you know, 2 years of, like, duck hunting use, like, it'll probably need to be replaced.
Oh, there's pieces of it that it's, like, chalky already.
Yeah.
And that's when I brought it to you 3 months ago.
Yeah, at least.
So.
Yeah, and then.
That's another big thing is I got to get a cover for that boat.
Yeah, those are at Academy, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a big deal. I just never found one that, like. I'd never come up with a good way to hold it up, I guess. Because otherwise, like, if I just throw it over it because it's got a big, giant hole,
yeah.
You know, it's just going to fill up with water.
Yeah.
So, I just got to get.
Yeah.
Which, I've come up with a couple of ideas, like, with some PVC and stuff. Basically make, like, a little T or something that just kind of holds it up and about. And But that's all, like, I kind of need a cover to do that.
Right, so. Yeah, I got to measure this stuff out. Like, does it need to be 3 foot tall, 2 foot tall, 4 foot tall? You know?
Yeah. And like that, you can just, you know, take it off and throw it to the side.
Yeah.
But, I mean, shoot, hopefully, here not too long, we'll have a place to just park the boat.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yep. But we'd probably just leave it here till we got it done.
Yeah. Yeah, might as well.
Get it done here and then go park it at your house.
Yep.
Is that coming faster than expected or no?
It kind of, the house hunt is, it definitely went 0 to 100 really fast.
Yeah.
And then we, I guess it was last Monday, we went and looked at a house, got a tour, and we liked it. It's the house that we'd already looked at and stuff. I don't know. It's just a little bit smaller than what we really need.
How many square feet?
It's not much bigger than our apartment. It's like 1,000.
Yeah.
A little over 1,000. It kind of like everything else, it's got pros and cons. Pro, it's got a second bedroom. Pro, it's got a shop. It's got a yard. Like, it's in pro a really good probably look.
Probably the price.
Yeah, that too. but, I mean, you know. And the other thing that I will say is the location is pretty good about it for it.
Yeah.
The inspection. Because there was a previous buyer and then it ended up falling through. In the inspection, we got to look at it and it's like 34 pages long. And a lot of it is stuff that's like, oh, this window's missing a screen. Oh, this. The wiring in the shop is not in conduit, which is like, is it supposed to be? Yeah, but
is mine?
No. I mean, like, you can tell, like, that shop was definitely built by somebody, like, somebody who knew what they were doing, but also somebody who's like, this is my shop and I don't really care.
Yeah.
So
I don't have to follow rules. Right. Yeah. So I had to follow rules when I was working 8 hours today in my electrical job. I'm not
exactly
following rules today.
Exactly. And it's like everything still works and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, there's missing a grommet here or a this or that. And it's like little bitty stuff. But there are some things where it's like, oh, this, you know, truss in the attic is not connected to anything. It's like, okay, that might, or like, what was the other one? There was a, I think it was an exposed wire. I think it wasn't like exposed. It basically like a connection that was up against insulation wasn't done properly. And
wasn't
so it's
in
like
a box probably.
Yeah. Something like that. And it's like, okay, yeah, that does need to go. Cause like, that's how you burn to
that's
death in a fire.
Fires, yeah.
But for the, I mean, I don't know, probably, I don't know if it's 34 pages long, probably 28 pages of it was just little bitty stuff that didn't really matter.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were a couple things on there, which, again, it's like, well, you can either pay me to fix them, which I'm real expensive.
Yeah.
Or, you know, get them done right. And I think that'd probably be our best way to go. But we did find two more houses in the same general vicinity that would both be good. But one of them's in a location that is just like, I don't know. There's just a lot of things. Like, it's really close. Like, there's going to be a lot of traffic, basically.
Yeah.
Just because of the things it's next to and stuff, for like the schools and stuff like that. And like, because none of it's HOA, which we don't want HOA, but the only downside of that is like the neighbor on one side has like basically an engine in the drive or like in the yard and like or sitting there.
Grass.
Yeah. And it's just really, really bad looking, which, like, granted, you know, that's kind of something you got to put up with when you don't have an HOA. But this, on the other side of it is like, how is the city not doing anything about this?
Right.
But, and then the other,
heck, I thought, I mean, even I let my yard go for like a week and I'm like, I got to mow. I think, you know, I just get to this panic mode of like, oh, the city's going to come. They're going to contact, you know, the owner of this house. And then he's going to call me and be like, yo, what the heck? What's it look like over there?
Yeah. No, I mean, in all reality, like, unless you.
But I mow pretty frequently.
Yeah. And like grass height wise, unless you, you know, have previous notices about it. And so you're kind of on their radar, or you live across the street from the city. Not inspector, but the enforcer. I don't know. I can't think of the right word. It just slipped my mind. But, you know, you're probably going to be fine for a while. Like, I've seen some yards get really bad. But.
And plus, then I got to thank Denton. Like, they got better crap to do than send me a notice.
They don't really care.
Denton's, you know, 160,000 people.
Yeah. Compliance officer. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And then there's another house. It's. Honestly, the house is pretty nice. We went and looked at them. Ironically, our real estate agent got sick. And so she was like, well, it's going to be a couple. Yeah, so sick. She was like, well, it's going to be a couple days, whatever. But I'll do the best I can, this and that. We're like, no, we're not in like a huge rush. So just get better. And she's like, okay. But we did end up going driving by these two other houses. And one of them, from the curb and from the pictures and stuff, they're very appealing. Go figure. And the one we were just kind of like, the first one we pulled up to, just like where it's actually at and stuff, we're like, I don't know. It's going to have to be like the inside. We're going to still look at them, but like the inside's going to have to like really wow us. And the other one, you know, we were already super impressed with, which, you know, it's more than what we wanted and stuff, but there's a lot more house there. Yeah. But for some reason, I don't remember when the house was built, but like these are older roads and stuff, and it's not, I guess it is a subdivision, but it's still, you know, no HOA, stuff like that. And it's an older one, and there, for some reason, I guess when they put these roads in, they had a wagon, and like a horse and buggy in mind, because they're so small. And, like, there's, like, a car parked on both sides of the street. And, like, in my truck, which isn't even, like, a big vehicle, I'm, like, slowing down enough to be, like, am I good? And I'm just, like, first of all, why are there so many cars here?
Yeah.
Because most of these places have, like, decent-sized driveways. And so, like, I really don't get it. But I'm, like, there's like, five cars at every single house. Jeez. And so, I don't know. I just don't know. And it's also on a, it's on a corner, but it's like on the inside of a corner, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, or on the outside of the corner. So like the road, you know, like the road turns left and it's on the corner to your right.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's, so the whole lot's kind of a triangle versus, you know, but
it's a nice square.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, we're still interested and, you know, I might look after this is after we get off here, and there might be two other houses on the market. I just are, you know, none of those three could be on the market. I don't know, so we'll have to see with
your,
that.
Your y'all's home buying experience. I told Maddie, and we had looked at houses in Gainesville, which is like the only place reasonable that we would ever move if we got out here. And me and Maddie were like, "Wow, I didn't realize there was houses on the market that we could actually afford." Like, I wouldn't mind living here, and like that, I can actually afford that.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely are houses. I mean, obviously, you're not gonna, probably not gonna find one in Highland Park.
No, or Denton.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, there are houses. Obviously, they're gonna be older houses. They're gonna be, which, in my experience, I would rather have a house built, you know, pre-Y2K versus a brand new house, just because I've seen the materials and I've known people who build houses, and I'm like, I don't trust you at all.
No. A 90s house is perfect.
Yeah. Or I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, you know, a house originally built in the 30s. The only thing is, like, I mean, you know, it is older, and so there's going to be more things that are going to go wrong with it, you know, like lead pipe, stuff like that. But all in all, like, the actual framing of the house is going to be solid work, which is something I'm really looking for and stuff like that. So, I don't know. That's the only thing that's a little unfortunate is that first house we went and we've already toured and stuff. It's, we like everything about it except for the house itself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's a little small. There's, you know, there is a second bedroom, but there's no dining room at all. There's kitchen and a living room, and that's it. So there's no,
dang,
which sucks, because now we currently have two dining room tables. We just bought this nice dining room table and wouldn't have anything to do with it, which,
right. Yeah, know. I have a lot bigger house than what I live in.
Yes.
I don't use over half the house.
Right. Which, granted, that was given to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have bought a house that big.
I probably would have if it was the right price.
Yeah, yeah. If you could afford, yeah, I would
15
too.
Years, 15 years ago, I'd have bought a house that size.
Yeah, if I wasn't being a little lazy, I could have bought a big ass house in 2008, and we would have been on top of the world.
Yeah, my fault. I was in kindergarten.
Yeah, exactly.
I was 8 years old.
Dude, I love those memes.
Yeah. I should have, instead of going to kindergarten, I guess I should have been buying a house and buying a truck.
Yeah, exactly. Should have been.
I seen a newspaper in the shop. Floyd must have kept it. It was dated in 06, and it was a James Wood ad. Brand new. I don't know if it was the Duramax or not, but it was a brand new pickup. It was probably just the 1500. Brand new pickup, like, you know, the leather interior, all the nice stuff. Four doors. It was 2006. It was 19? Or 19 or 20.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, back then, that was still a lot of money. I mean, it wasn't comparable to 60 or whatever they are now, but that was still, I mean, it wasn't 20,000. Then 20,000 wasn't the same as today's 20,000. It's probably closer to 35, 40.
Yeah.
But
not 60.
No. 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 No, 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 not even close.
But I think that's funny. You know, just talking to the guys at work, and you know, they're like, "Well, the difference in, you know, what I had to pay for stuff 10 years ago versus the difference in what I make is..."
That's the problem.
They're like, "It doesn't make no sense." You know? I got to pay $300 for a cart of groceries, but I'm still making $25 an hour.
Right. And that, yeah, and that's the thing that, you know, I'm no financial guru or whatever, but I've watched enough and listened and read enough stuff that's basically, you know, it says that, yes, the price of a house has gone up, you know. I saw a breakdown. It was 40%. Like, well, in 1950, you know, the medium household income was like $5,000. But with the price of a house, you could have a house paid off in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is now that, you know, the medium household income is like $74,000. But the price of which, you know, let's say, the house or the income has gone up, 13%. Well, the amount that the average house in the U.S. has gone up is like 72%. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, I think the average house in the U.S. costs like $380,000. Which is just outrageous. I mean, like, that's why everybody's like, oh, millennials won't ever be able to buy houses. It's not a joke. A lot of people will never be able to buy a house just straight up because they're...
Well, I mean, everybody knows it's going to happen. That'll happen, and then there'll just be an influx of houses in the market, which will drive prices down. And I mean, it's this big loop, but...
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
Yep.
That's what I'm waiting on, is market to crash again and wait for a foreclosure. Like, my parents bought their house that's worth, it got appraised, or like their tax appraisal or whatever, was $750,000.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
They bought that house for $225,000 because it was foreclosed.
Yep. But I mean, dude, there's people out there that make a living off of buying foreclosed houses or... buying people's debts from and stuff. I was telling my boss about this earlier. I was watching a guy that was doing, he would basically go online and look at, houses for sale and then look up the information on the house. And it's like, well, they bought it for $300,000, but they're selling it for $300,000, but they still owe $42,000 on it and this and that. And, they're upside down in it. And so it's like, well, here's the deal. It's like, how about I give you 10 grand on top of, and I'll just take over the house basically.
Yeah.
And so they give them 10 grand because otherwise when you sell a house and if you sell a house and you're upside down in it, you have to bring money to the table, which, isn't always an option. So it's, it's a doggy dog world out there. Absolutely.
So not.
Well, what you been doing?
Man, just dealing with life, trying to figure out this whole loan deal. It's like, I want to take one out because there are other expenses in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We just had big wedding. Nobody's helping us out with the wedding financially. So it's like, we're taking care of a lot of it. And honeymoon was big, luckily my parents took care of a lot of that. I mean, me and my still spent a good amount of money, but then life happens, and like, I don't want to drain the safety net completely.
Absolutely.
And then trying to get a grant, a loan for just $5,000 is ridiculous. I mean, it's outrageous. I went to another bank today and told them my situation, and they pretty much told me, they were like, I wouldn't even try to apply here. We have 30% interest.
So the one thing, so
I was like,
the one thing that I did. So, when I was looking at buying my current truck, I was talking to my mom about it cause they had just not too long ago financed a car. And, she was like, well, let me talk to the guy that she had dealt with at the bank. They financed hers through. And basically what it was like, well, they almost did it, gave her that loan as almost like a favor because they'd been customers there and stuff. And so, but he straight up told us, he was like, listen, we can, but we don't really want to. So it's going to be 30%. And so his advice was go to a loan office. So that's why I went to a loan office and got an actual loan, and it was still a little bit of a headache just because, the truck was almost 10 years old and had almost 100,000 miles on it, stuff like that. But
there's my problem is that the body of the truck has over 200,000 miles. So does the odometer, but it's a fresh rebuild. It's fresh and it's a 2007.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so it's like,
and that's the thing that I don't understand. Headache. Is like, I'm not looking for, you know, $250,000 here. I'm looking for $5,000.
I'm looking for $5,000.
So it's like,
and it's like, I've been approved, but still, like, the lowest thing that I've getting approved on is like 24% or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, really don't want to.
Right. I mean, I don't want to. I would definitely start, I would definitely call around on, you know, just some loan offices and just be like, hey, what are your interest rates on a, just give me, like, you know, try not to give them, try not to get too deep into it, because they might, you know, get in there and if they're like, oh, it's 7.2%, you know, then once you get into the information and stuff, then they might be like, oh, it's actually gonna be 14 or whatever it is. But it's like, if you can get some kind of an idea and just be like, listen, I don't need a lot. It's an older vehicle. I'm just trying to spread it out, you know?
Right.
I'm just trying to use y'all like a credit card.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to spread, like, I'm, you know, all the loans that I'm getting approved for, like, 48 months. It's like, well, I'll have this thing paid off in 18.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just trying to kind of push it down the road a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, this is ridiculous.
That was one of the things that, like, with my truck, you know, especially once we kind of hit a spot in the road, and I told the person that was helping me, I was like, listen, I was like, I don't need this loan. I was like, I got cash in hand. I'm just trying to build credit and, you know, push it down the road a little bit. And just, so I'm basically doing y'all a favor of giving you interest money.
Yeah. Trying to get you a loan.
Because basically what happened was they had told me it was going to be one interest rate, and then they jumped it back up. And I was like, no, we're going to do the interest rate you said originally. And they were like, well, because of this and because of that. And I was like, and so I basically told them, I was like, well, you can either take my, it was 1% difference. And I was like, well, you can either take the 1% lower, or I can hand him cash. Do you want that one? Do you want to lose that 1% and make some money, which is almost the same amount of money? Or do you want to make zero money? Like, I'm not here to cause trouble or anything. Like, I'm just trying to spread it out.
But also, like, I'm not gonna make a stupid deal. I'm not gonna get pushed around.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's just like, I don't know. But then they were like, oh yeah, absolutely. I didn't realize that we'd said that. Da 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 da. I don't know. They walked their way back pretty quick. So I was like, okay, fine. But it's been smooth sailing. I did almost miss the first payment on my truck, though.
Nice.
I had gone in to set up, like, the auto draft and stuff. And I had done it, but I didn't.
Auto what?
Auto draft.
Auto pay?
Auto payment, whatever.
I just never heard it called draft. I thought you were going to, like, fantasy football mode.
Yeah, I mean, it drafts it out of your account, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Or maybe an auto draft is more of a term for, like, if you know, you're on payroll, and so they just, instead of giving you a check each month, they just put it in your account. I don't know. Anyways,
that's direct deposit.
You're right. No, yeah, direct draft is, or yeah,
direct deposit.
Direct. I don't know. Anywho,
that's neither here nor there.
So I went this weekend.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, I went in to set it up, and before I actually got it completely set up, I walked away or something, and I thought I had set it up, and so it was like,
yeah,
it was supposed to pull it on Friday, it was due on Friday, and I went in there on Thursday or something like that, and I, like, looked, and I was like, oh, no, this isn't set up, and I was like, oh, crap. So, I didn't miss it, though. I got it, so.
Yeah, there you go. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I don't think it's much of a big deal if you miss it by, like, less than 24 hours.
No. So what'd you do last weekend besides bow fishing?
How'd y'all do bow fishing?
I know that storm rolled in, and so you
We didn't end up. We were supposed to go bow fishing Friday, and we didn't end up. That storm came through, and then Clayton was out on his boat on a different lake, and they ended up shooting 145 fish.
Golly.
So I was kind of, that's insane. Like, not upset, but I was like, we kind of should have just waited it out.
A little jealous, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But it is what it is. Then on Saturday, I just I got both boats out, got Miles over there. We pressure washed both the boats. Took the lower unit off the bass boat. Took a lot of the like accessories off the bass boat. He had some like rod holders and like
Sure.
catfish rod holders. And so took a lot of that off. Oh, I was gonna mention this earlier. For your boat, I do have like a I have a trolling motor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that like it's a bow mounted one that like mounts to the and then you use your hand to create. It's not a foot pedal or anything, it's a hand one still.
Is it
But
mine?
no. No, yours goes on the back of the boat. Like clamps on.
Oh, okay.
This is like a bow mounted one up front.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's an option. You can come look at it next time you're here, you take a
Cool.
look at it.
Good deal.
Always an option. But that just crossed my mind because we took, or I had taken the trolling motor off of the
Bass boat.
bass boat to put on the John boat, but oh, or the duck boat a while back, and that one I think it crapped the bed.
Uh-oh.
It's probably 15 years old at least,
Yeah.
20
Yeah,
probably
that's true.
actually, 20 probably really. But yeah, I think it finally gave out, and so. I gotta buy two trolling motors.
There you go.
Because I was swapping that one kind of back and forth, getting by.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll buy one of these days. And yeah, that day never came. So now I gotta buy two.
Yeah, that day came a little bit faster than you thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Now, so. And trolling motors aren't cheap.
No, they are not. Oh my God.
Good
No,
Lord. Like,
they're
even
not cheap
on
at all.
Marketplace, people are proud of those things.
Yeah, buddy.
They know what they got. I found one today that was, I think he was only wanting like $350, and I was like, hello, sirs. You still have this? Because good deal, I want.
Mr. George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so wash the boats. Well, and then finally got around to ordering the parts yesterday. No, this morning. And just put him in the Amazon cart and kind of forgot about him. And
Yeah.
then Maddie, I was leaving and she was like, hey, I'm placing an Amazon order today. Do you need anything? And we just needed like a bunch of Tupperware and like some little stuff like that. We got some in the registry and stuff, but not enough, you know.
Yeah.
Never enough on the
No.
Tupperwares. And so we needed some stuff like that. And I was like, yes, I have boat parts in the box. In the Amazon cart, do not remove them. Please order them. She was like,
Yeah.
okay, we can do.
Nice. Good deal.
So got those ordered, and then Saturday or Sunday morning, got up and played Fossil Creek with some of the guys from my old job.
Oh, that's right.
I did not realize how expensive that course was
It's
till I
not
got
cheap.
there, and it was $95,
Yeah.
and I was like, oh, okay, this better be great.
Yeah.
And I mean, the course was in good condition. Like, everywhere was in good condition. It held the water that we had just got. Like, we got rain the night before, and we were playing at 9 a.m. It held all that water just fine. Like, yeah, sure, it was wet, but like, it really
Yeah.
played just fine. Like, I'd like to see that thing, you know, on Friday when it hasn't rained for a week. I'd really like to see that course on Friday. But am I gonna go pay $95 again?
Not anytime soon, no.
I don't know. I'd rather play somewhere like Tour 18
Yeah, there you go.
for $95. Like,
Right.
daggum. But we had a good time nonetheless.
There you go. That's all that
I
matters.
hit there was one hole where it was like flat for the first like 200 yards, and then like the you know rest of the fairway kind of just a real shallow kind of decline to it, and I ended up hitting a 303 yard drive, and I was just like I was pumped about that.
Yeah, there you go. Jeez.
We played golf the you know Wednesday before, and like I was hitting like drives good and like straight. I think like probably 15 out of the 18 drives probably.
Nice.
Like most of them were pretty straight. When we were playing. And so I kept doing that, and like each time I was like, all right, get a little more into it, get a little more into it. And that was like the 17th hole that I did that on, and I was like, all right, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But everybody was pretty impressed. They're like, you know, all, I think Scott was the next guy, and he was like 20 yards behind me, and he's usually known for like just bombing the drives.
Yeah.
And so it was good. That's good always to finally good. Get on one.
Yeah, it's always a good feeling.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go, I know me and you talked about like, I really need to dial in my yardages and stuff. And the best place for me to go to do that is definitely Topgolf, which sucks because it's kind of expensive and their balls are known to fly. Not exactly true, but
that's why I like the big shots, is that you're playing with just like regular range balls.
Yeah.
They just have the flight scope behind you.
Yeah. The only problem with that is it's like 2 hours from me. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm my situation, not yours.
Right.
Yeah,
but I will say they on Tuesdays Topgolf is half price.
Okay.
So it's really not too bad. It's half price from like the weekday costs. So it's really not that bad. And like obviously like I think it's like open, which is like it's like 9 a.m. to like noon is the cheapest, and then noon to 5, and then 5 to close or something like that. So like I could go after work on a Tuesday and
right after work be there by 3:30, 4.
Yeah, and put in an hour and should be able to get some things written down for sure.
Oh yeah, I mean,
and especially if I do it like,
five shots with each iron, man, that's going to get you a really close idea really fast, and that probably only take 30 minutes.
Yeah. And like, if I really want to be meticulous about it, because, like, I have a range, like, on a course that's not too far. I actually have two ranges that aren't very far from me that I could just go and actually just hit on the range. But I think maybe I'll probably go – I was thinking about doing it going to Topgolf today, but then I was like, no, we really need to get the podcast done because I'm leaving.
I'm glad you did that because – tomorrow, I'll be either just saying screw it and accepting one of these loans or figuring something out tomorrow evening. And then Thursday's Mac's birthday. And then we're either leaving Thursday night or early Friday morning for the turkey hunting.
Yeah. So, but I'll probably go next Tuesday just to go and see what's up. And then to be totally honest, I might go. Maybe 3 out of the next 5.
Yeah.
Tuesdays or whatever, just to kind of get like an actual average and stuff.
Yeah. It takes an hour. It's not that expensive. And
yeah.
Then you get the rest of your afternoon. You know, you're done by 5. Home by 5:30 at the latest. And
so it's really not too bad.
Yeah.
But the one thing I do need to make sure to do is make sure I'm on the bottom floor, because otherwise everything's manipulated.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's, I do actually kind of look forward to getting that in, just so I have some kind of idea of what my ranges are, because I really don't know.
I know you always go off of me, but then, like, I started hitting my irons better. Like, I think you used to be 2 clubs ahead of me, just because, I was worried about putting a ball, like, just a super slow swing, just, like, you know, feel the ball right. But then, like, I've progressively gotten better, and I think you're only – sometimes when we were playing on a Wednesday, you were like, what are you taking? And I'm like, I'm taking a P wedge. You're like, okay, I'm going to try the same. And then we ended up hitting about the same.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is it just depends if I'm, how well I'm striking the ball that day. And,
if you're
if I'm – yeah, and if I'm, hitting them full swing 100%, or if I'm having to dial it back to 70%, because that's where I need to be that day to hit it well and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
It is what it is, but I just need to spend some time and figure all that stuff out, which isn't super difficult. I just got to do it. But I got a bunch of things that aren't super difficult that I just need to spend a little time doing right now. I need to go, I really need to go mow around like my feeders and stuff and make sure they're all up and running and stuff. Like, you know, there's deer running around and stuff, but especially at night, I can only see their head because the grass is not kidding, like waist high.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just stuff like that. But yeah, this, so last weekend, Friday night, my sister was in a, my younger sister was in a play.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went and watched her in that. She did a fantastic job. And then we just kind of came back and hung out for a little bit. And I went out to Nate's and just hung out there and didn't really do, you know, whole too lot. And then,
how'd they do on, Boys to Ark?
They didn't do super well. They caught a, channel, I think. It was blue. I think they caught a channel cat and then hooked into a gar. But
they were bass fishing, right?
More or less, yeah.
Okay.
And, but they did say they were, like, when I was talking to them that night, they were saying that they, like, all, there was a ton of boats on the other side of the lake from them. And so they were like, I don't know, we're going to go over here. And so they just weren't doing super well. So obviously they probably weren't in the right place, but they said it's a good looking lake and stuff. And, but
yeah, I hope it takes a lot of pressure off of Ray Roberts and, maybe even Louisville this year.
That would be nice. Yeah. A
bunch of the weekend warriors go up there and I'll go hit it on a Friday.
There you go. That's right.
I'll go hit it on a Friday. I'll have my leftovers.
Yeah.
I got word from the Arkansas group that they're trying to do a North Dakota trip this year.
Ooh.
So.
It's a little bit further.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit further. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I don't know how it'll all work out, just because I'm supposed to go on the elk trip as well, so
yeah,
I don't know. I personally plan on taking a weekend or two trip to Arkansas this year, though.
Yeah,
just that'd be cool. Just to hop in the truck Friday night, you know, somebody drive 3 hours, couple people sleep, somebody else drive the next three, couple more people sleep, launch the boat, hunt, stay the night, launch the boat, hunt, and then head back home. Be home by Sunday evening.
Yeah, that's right.
I plan on doing a couple of those this year.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Especially now that I have like a decent understanding of it.
Yeah, like, you got much better layout.
Yeah, it's like I know how this works, and I know some good spots where, like, yeah, hey, we need to hit this. Like,
yeah,
like this is, you know, this area is gonna hold birds. I have a good understanding of one very small part of a very big river.
For sure.
So, but it's better than what I had this time last year.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I had zero experience.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a ton of rain Friday night. We got even more rain Saturday night. So I went out, I stopped by my parents' house, and from the time that I got there, my dad was watching the radar and stuff, and he was like, oh, that storm's in Waco. I was like, dang. I was there probably 30, 45 minutes. That storm was almost to us.
Yeah.
Which is far. Like, that's like a 2-hour drive difference.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay. So I left. I went to Nate's, and we're hanging out playing Quiplash and whatever, and we got outside of the barn to, you know, play pool and stuff, and it was the classic, you know, it's raining real hard. Well, let's play another game of pool and, you know, wait until it lightens up a little bit. Well, it didn't lighten up very much for a long time. It got to us in a hurry, and then it just sat there and dumped.
Like it stayed.
Yeah, I didn't leave Nate's until after, I think it was like 5:30.
Jeepers.
Stopped at QT and grabbed some Taquitos, and then...
Yeah, is that QT pretty clutch for that drive now?
Yes. Yeah buddy.
I figured that would be.
Stofton got some taquitos. Marvin Stofton got some, I think, pigs in a blanket or something like that.
That drive's clutch for you. Now, for me, I always just stop in McKinney anyways.
Fair. But, yeah, it was... so I was sneaking to bed at, 6:30 that morning, and then...
Jeepers.
I had told Sarah, or I'd text her, and I was like, hey, don't let me sleep in past, 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that. Well, that didn't work. I didn't wake up until, 1 something.
Yeah, I was about to say, wouldn't that have been Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was already headed home from golf, which we ended at, 2.
Might have been.
Yeah, I was either, last couple holes or definitely in the car. And yeah. Ding, Elijah. And I was like, oh, look, he's awake.
Yeah. And I still haven't caught up on my sleep. I'm still exhausted. Yeah. Which I don't know if tonight's going to help either because the Stars are playing.
Stars are playing.
That's the other thing is they played game 7 against the Golden Knights and whooped up on them pretty good.
Whooped them. Whooped their butt.
But tonight's game 1 of the second round with the Colorado Avalanche, which will be a really good series and stuff.
It should be a really good series. They're a tough team to beat.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're a tough team to beat. So we'll see how this one plays out. But yep. I'm super excited about these high school fishing tournaments. That's about all I can think of. I don't know if I said it on the podcast last week or
when do those start?
School year.
So they start in the fall?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the first tournament is actually September, but I got it right here.
Do they do spring, fall and spring?
Yeah. It's like the whole, it's the school year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's the entire school year, but it's only 5 tournaments and then regionals and state.
Dang. Okay.
So 7 if you make all of them, but a guaranteed 5.
Right.
It's September 28th, Ray Roberts, which would be a pretty solid lake in September.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. And then October 19th, Texoma. We'll have to figure that one out. At least it's October, and I feel pretty confident about fishing in October when it's starting to get a little cooler. And then November 16th on Louisville, we will either be hunting Louisville in the morning and fishing the tournament in the evening, or skipping that one altogether. That'll be a game time decision on that one.
I wonder if you could get out there early and scout it. I don't know. I don't know the logistics on that. What if
need a limit by 9 so I can pull both boats and hop in the bass boat at 9:30 and still have a chance to win this daggum tournament?
That would be actually really sick.
The only thing, to get these boys far and into state, you have to place, every tournament.
Really?
Yeah. So, if their goal is to make state and have a shot for 3 years, we have to be at every tournament.
Mm. So, is this one of those things, because it's not like a UIL sport, right?
No, it's just an association that started up. And right. So it's totally extracurricular. It's not funded by any ISD or the state or anything like that. It's just it's an association.
So there's no I don't even know what you want to call those, but there's no this high school is a 5A or anything like that. It's just you're either in or you're
it's
not.
It's all by regions. So we're in the North Texas region.
Oh, okay.
And it's pretty much us over to Prosper. Any school up through Valley View, Gainesville, Prestonwood is actually in the North Texas division.
Really?
Lovejoy is in the North Texas division. I think some of the, I think even McKinney schools are in the North Texas division.
And then what's the division east of there? Northeast Texas?
So there's 9 divisions in Texas, I think.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Let me see if I can find anything.
I got it right here.
You got it?
Yeah. Well, I said that. So, yeah, there is Bayou City, Houston, Hill Country, Metroplex, which is pretty much just like Fort Worth, Arlington, Dallas schools, North Texas, West, East, Central, and Northeast.
Huh.
Yeah. So, like, it's weird. The Central Division, like, you wouldn't think this is Central Lakes, right? Like, it's Palestine, Fork, Richland Chambers, Tewakinney, Cedar Creek. In my head, those are East Division lakes.
Yeah, but at the same time, like it depends, like
The East is way east. It's Lake of the Pines, Palestine, Bob Sandlin,
yeah.
Sam Rayburn, and Lake Tyler.
That's why. And
Yeah.
that's kind of what I was thinking was like, yes, I understand why like in my head, those would also be East Texas as well, but I
Yeah.
don't think like they're East Texas.
Anything east of the Metroplex, I'm like,
Well,
yep, that's East Texas.
that's fair, but like they're East Texas when you're looking at the whole state. But
Yeah.
I'm assuming that there's not teams from El Paso and stuff like that. Like, it's more on the eastern side of this
Yeah.
state. Just because there's not, there's more lakes over here for
Yeah.
sure.
I'm
And so,
surprised that they don't have nobody fishes like I would figure this Bayou City, I would figure that they make a trip up to not that it's great bass fishing, but it's cool lake. I'm drawing a blank. Caddo.
oh, Caddo Lake.
Just
Yeah.
because it's cool. Like, I don't know. And then let's see. Where is Regionals? Is on Lake Palestine, which is pretty solid. And State is on, it's a 3-day tournament. State is on Lake Conroe.
Oh, that's cool.
I would have to pre-fish that for a month to figure out any sort of. I have no clue about that lake at all.
Yeah, good luck.
And then the top 10 for the Angler of the Year. So I guess there's eight, but I mean Angler of the Year. That's tough to get. You have to be top 10. It's in June, and the lake is to be determined.
Yeah, huh.
So, and the kind of the buyouts and or payouts, whatever, if you will. So every regular season tournament, the team wins $4,000 in scholarship.
Dang, there you go.
Yeah. $5,000 go to 1, 2, and 3 Angler of the Year. Plus $12,000 at each regional tournament. So your regional, the team splits 12, and the state, whoever wins, whichever team wins state, they split 40 grand.
Ah, dang. Maybe I should have gotten the fishing more.
Yeah, I mean that was far. I won stuff like two or three of the tournaments the year that I fished. Like Fork, we won
Yeah.
a rod and reel combo, and I think like $100 gift card to Academy. And there was a couple other times where I won just like $25 to Academy. But when I was in high school, $25 to Academy, that's
Oh, dude.
like four new packs of Guggen baits, and like, oh, I'm set.
Yeah, man.
I was rolling a high cotton.
Yeah, huh.
Or some new crankbaits or something, but yeah, so I went through a bunch of old tackle that was in the shop, kind of separated what was good, what was bad, and I went to Academy and bought boxes and kind of figured out how I'm gonna organize everything in there.
Yeah,
Because it
that's
sounds like
fair.
a pretty for sure deal. Mac's into it, his partner's into it, both the parents are like, yeah, we're down, let's do it. So
Go for it. Might as
I'm
well.
pretty excited. It sounds like that's happening for sure. So,
That'll be cool.
yeah.
That'll definitely be cool. Huh.
Yeah. I need to pre-fish just about all these tournaments, probably.
Yeah.
Either with the boys or with somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to figure out the game plan for sure. I mean,
Yeah.
it's not
Need
just gonna.
somebody come to Fork with me. And when is Fork? I think Fork. Did I even tell you when the rest of our? I think I stopped at Louisville. So November is Lizzo, might skip out on it. Then there's a 4 month wait, and then March 15th, Tawakoni, fire.
Ooh, Tawakoni.
April 5th, Fork.
Ooh.
Fire!
That'll be really nice.
That'll be some good fishing on Fork.
Yeah, that'll be really good.
We ought to catch, I don't know, early April. It'll probably be post-spawn by then, but, I mean, you're liable to hit, you know, 6, 7, 8 pound fat mamas that just laid, you know, they were 10 pounds 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I mean, it just depends on what the weather's like, you know. If it's still cold and stuff, then it might not be post-spawn. Yeah, if it's still a cold year,
then there's a chance that you're pre-spawn or spawn.
Yeah, it might not be post.
But a couple weeks leading up to that tournament?
There you go.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, that's going to be really nice.
Yeah, that's what sucks about fishing those March, April tournaments is, like, you can do all the pre-fishing you want.
Oh, yeah, the weather just...
It changes every day.
Oh, it changes within hours. Like, you can fish the morning and do amazing and then go... Hot,
spinner baits, post-spawn, and then the afternoon is just, like, everything is shut off.
Yep.
Nothing is biting, yeah.
Yep. And it can go like that, just like that in the tournament too. So,
yeah,
which is kind of one of those cool things because, you know, you can be looking really good and somebody can come out of nowhere and pull 2 10-pounders out of the water, and then you're sitting pretty in second.
You're set back, yeah.
But
I know on Fork, the saving grace for Fork is that there's no minimum length. Fork is a slot lake.
Yep.
And so that's how me and Justin, when we fished Fork, we placed 5th with like a 4.5 pound bag.
Jeez.
5th place with like a 4.5 pound bag. We had 5 fish and they were all unders, but they were all like, you know, decent size unders, about almost a pound a piece. And yeah, the top 4 teams all caught an over. And so like the gap between 4th and 5th was like 5 pounds, but it didn't matter because there was nobody else that caught all small fish. You catch like a nice, like, oh, this is 2.5 pound bass, you know, 16 inches. Oh, put it back. Doesn't count.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. There's definitely more to bass fishing tournaments itself than,
Miles were like, well, if we get that going, then let's enter a couple tournaments just around on the weekends. And I was like, hey, little mo money don't bother me no bit.
Yeah, there's a
$15-$20 entry and maybe a couple hundred dollar payout, I'm in.
Yeah, there's fishing tournaments pretty much every weekend.
Quite a few every weekend.
I mean just different different guys put them on in different lakes, and some guys bounce around different lakes and stuff. Yeah. But
dude, there's one like every month over at Levon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called like the Working Man's.
Yep.
Levon.
Used to be one every week. Every Wednesday night, every Wednesday afternoon. Yeah, I think they'd launch it. I think in the summertime they'd launch at 6 or something like that, and they'd only fish for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And so it was literally just like 10 like bucks a person or something. Yeah. And so basically the idea of it was like, well, if you win, you know, you pay for gas.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, you're not really, you know, you're not out here to get rich, but it's like.
No.
If you do.
So you're probably going to be fishing anyways. If you're not fishing, you're probably wishing you were
right,
fishing.
Right. So exactly. So
come
it's like.
Come fish for some, you know, a little bit of cash.
Yeah. It's like throw 10 bucks in there. And it's like, well, you know, obviously you don't want to lose 10 bucks for no reason, but at the same time, but you know, if you win, if you do have a good day, then you get to fish for free and, you know, maybe put some of it towards next time.
So. Hopefully I start doing a lot more bass fishing, which, like, great. Another thing for me to dump money on. But
right.
I had a lot of my old stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-oh. Maddie made... I'm gonna let her tell y'all about her little treat that she made. What are they?
Energy balls.
Ooh.
What are they made out of?
Oatmeal, peanut butter, honey, and chocolate chips.
That sounds delightful.
You put them in the fridge.
Fridge?
But I haven't put them in there yet.
Oh, they look good, though. No, I want to eat it cold.
I brought it in here.
Okay, fine. I really want to eat it cold.
Just eat it.
Baby, I can't even hold. Here, I'll take this little bit of bite.
That is falling apart in your hand.
Yeah, I know. I swear they need to be froze. I'm sorry. They actually taste very good. Thank you.
Yeah. And then Sunday was Cinco de Mayo, so.
Yeah.
What?
Did y'all hear that? Do you hear that?
No.
Good.
She hit you?
No, she didn't hit me.
Oh.
She burped really loud.
Ooh.
Good Lord.
Yeah, yes. Sunday was Cinco de Mayo, so we went to grab some Mexican food and have a couple margs and celebrate that and have a good time and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Nothing too crazy,
but no margs, but we did have Mexican food.
Mango. Yeah. There you go.
I haven't drank in. Well, actually, I had a beer during the podcast. That's probably the first time that I've drank in a while. Probably since honeymoon for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for you. Yeah, I've trying to cut back. I've definitely cut back the last week. Yeah. No, last 2 weeks. I've really cut back a lot. And I feel like I'm being poisoned less.
We literally had a conversation like about weight at work. And
yep.
I don't know. Just like, I knew it wasn't like at anybody, but I was just like, probably could lose a couple.
100%. I mean,
yeah. I think, on the scale the other day and I was like, I've never seen that number before.
Yeah.
I really wish I didn't see that number.
I don't know what the exact percentage is, but it's like 92% of Americans could stand to lose at least 10 pounds, you know.
I could stand to lose about 25 right now.
I could lose more than that. But it is what it is.
25 pounds would put me right back at the even 200, and I just felt good there.
Yeah.
I hopped on the scale the other day, and I was, 225, and I was like, whoa!
Well, the thing that is frustrating for me is, like, you look on any, you know, like, body fat index scale or body weight index scale or whatever you want to call them, or the calculators or whatever, is, you know, you put in my height, you put in my age, and you put in my weight, and it's like, you're incredibly obese. And it's like, yeah, but like, I'm built stocky. Like, I'm not, because it says my ideal weight is like,
built like a fucking freight train.
Yeah, it says my ideal weight is like 175, 180 pounds. And I was like,
Maybe mine, but not yours.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not built to be that. Like, the goal is to get to like 195 just to get there. But it's like, really walking around, I'm 200 to 205, something like that.
Yeah.
And it also depends, is like, there's a difference in losing weight and getting down to that number, and in that effort, putting on muscle, because muscle weighs twice as much. And so it's like this whole, which is, that in itself is like, oh, the scale, it doesn't tell the whole story, because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm putting on weight. It's like, yeah, but you're burning fat. You're completely different. It's like 200 pounds of muscle versus 200 fat pounds of fat is completely different. So it's just it's a weird cycle, but it's a weird time to be alive, but it's a good time to be alive. Grateful for another day. So
this is true.
I'll talk about it more next week, but I leave Thursday for Lubbock. Nathan's graduating, and so I'm gonna go hang out there with him for the weekend and try to stay out of some trouble and stuff like that. And then hopefully I'll be back in time for Mother's Day celebrations on Sunday. So that's the plan.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I don't got anything else.
Yeah, I'm just going turkey hunting this weekend with Finn. He's been sending me pictures of turkeys, 2 weeks before season, and so
yeah.
I was finally like,
when does season start here?
See, April, mid-April.
Is that
early
right?
Early mid-April.
So we're probably coming up on the end of it-ish.
Yeah, May 16th.
Oh, dang. So next Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah. Dang, well, and doesn't look like I'm going to shoot a turkey
coming to
again.
A close, and I was like, hey, if we're going to go kill these things, we got to kill them now.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, okay. You know, can you take this Friday off? And I was like, yeah.
That's more of a question for you, bro. Like, can I take this Friday off? You are the guy who says I can or I can't.
Can you take this Friday off? It's like, sure, let me get on the
let me ask my boss.
Let me get on the official website real quick. Request the day off just for you to sit at your computer and go, oh, yeah, you can have that day off.
Right. It's like, how about we don't and say we did? But yeah, I guess it looks like I'm probably not gonna shoot a turkey again this year, which sucks. But
yeah.
Might and,
Need to get a lease.
Yeah, no kidding. I need to do a lot of things that require a lot of money, which is unfortunate. No,
fair.
So,
fair.
No, but I'm always on the lookout for a lease too, just because, you know, need one for multiple reasons. But
I know one that opened up.
Oh, really? Crazy. That place was, eh. I mean, I wouldn't, if I was in y'all's position, I wouldn't have got off of it, but I would have.
I'm not terrible. I'm not terribly mad. I did kill a big deer off of it this year, but we killed, like,
yeah.
That was the biggest deer we've ever killed out there. And
that's what I'm saying, is like, I wouldn't have gotten, I wouldn't have, you know, gotten off of it, but I'm not like jumping on it to get at it kind of deal.
Nah.
But, you know, maybe if the price was right, but. But all right, well, I guess let's wrap this up real quick and get on with our lives, and then we'll reconvene next week and then talk about what we've been up to and stuff.
Hopefully I get a running bass boat by then.
Hopefully you get a starter for my boat and we get have two running boats there. That'd be pretty sick. So
three running boats, actually.
Well, that's true. Three. That's true.
As long as mine stays running. The duck post.
Right. That is the key. The key to fishing is fishing where the fish are. That is the key to fishing.
All right. Well, we appreciate everybody listening, and we will chirp at you next week. So, adios.
Peace.